You know, an unfortunate poor performance by us, and by that I mean all of us. You know, we coached poorly today. We played poorly today. It's a shame given the opportunity that was in front of us, but it is what it is. We don't seek comfort. We accept responsibility for it. Hopefully we can make corrections and move forward, because regardless of what happens in other stadiums, if we play the way we played today, it does not matter. We need to acknowledge that, and I think we will. But obviously today was a failure. We lost situational football, didn't convert enough third downs offensively, particularly some short yardage ones. We knew that they were good in that area coming into it, but they won those situations regardless, and obviously they converted too many on defense. Just a good performance by them, a poor one by us. I accept responsibility for it. We move on. Questions?
Mike, you had a couple chances in the game to cut it to a two-possession game. Had you gone for two, was there ever any thought to that for either of those touchdowns?
You know, until we stopped them, you know, it was going to be insignificant. So I was holding the two-point plays for that reason and that reason only. Now we still have them in our hip pocket, the specialty light plays. We didn't want to put them on tape unless we had an opportunity to close the gap. As you can see, we didn't.
Mike, is there any connection of this game? I know you take them one game at a time, but between this game and the other ones that you've lost and really you were expected to win?
I hadn't thought about it in that way. All I focused on is our poor performance today, and it was that.
Mike, with the decision on that two-point and where you said what the defense was there ever any thought to pulling Ben out of there? You thought the game
No.
was out of
hand? I didn't say that the game was out of hand. I said I was going to hold it until I saw signs of us capable of stopping them.
What factors go into it when you keep Ben in a game like that where it's seemingly out of reach?
We're competitors, as is he, and we're going to allow competitors to compete.
What did you think of, you know, first game back after missing three games? What did you see out of Ben today?
You know, physically I thought he was fine. Obviously we would have liked to be more productive, but that's a function of all of our efforts. You know, I appreciate his, but it wasn't enough today.
Mike, in the second half, you had Josh Metoyer in for Curtis Brown. Was that an injury issue or was that a performance?
It wasn't an injury issue. We wanted to give Josh an opportunity. You know, they were attacking Curtis some particularly on third downs. He wasn't being successful enough. We gave Josh an opportunity.
Coach, how will you address the third down conversion issues this week?
We'll do it the way we always done it. We'll simply go back to work. We'll look at the tape tomorrow. We'll make an effort to make our corrections. We'll prepare for our next opportunity. But we're not going to change the formula in which we address it or prepare. We're too far down the road for that, and it's not broken. What is broken is, of course, our execution and performance here today.
Mike, same knee for Willie Colon.
Yeah, let me go down quickly some of these things. You know, we have, you know, some re-injuries of existing injuries. Some guys were able to go back, of course. Willie was not with his left knee. Ryan Clark fell on his hip again. Emmanuel Sanders, AC joint again. Troy missed a little bit of time there with his Achilles again, but he was able to go back in the game as you were able to see. You know, we'll take a look at these guys tomorrow and see if any of it is long-lasting, but that's the status of those injuries here today.
It seemed like Ben was a little bit tentative at first, but once he got going, he was able to throw the ball pretty well deep.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem with his ability to throw the ball vertically or horizontally, any of those physical things. We just didn't perform very well today collectively.
Anything final for Coach?
On the lateral at the goal line, you had sent your offense back out onto the field. Were you under the impression that it was going to be overturned?
Not that was communicated to us, because it was not. But I just didn't think it was a lateral, to be honest with you. We run a lot of those plays. They're forward passes. I know that the ball hit pulsing in the back or whatever. But, you know, I was surprised that it first was ruled a lateral and then surprised it wasn't overturned. But I've been surprised before.
Coach, field position was a factor today.
It's a big factor.
Yeah. What can you do to
We can convert third downs, like I said earlier, and we can stop them, particularly on initial third downs and drives, like I said earlier. When they're winning possession downs, they're going to control the field position, and that's what happened, particularly in the first half of this game. We didn't convert third downs, and they did. Even on drives in which they didn't score, they converted a couple third downs, and it flipped the field. That's a function of winning possession downs.
Was there any thought that they could go for a fake punt when they did?
It's always a thought, but we can't live in our fears. You know, we had to make a play there, and we didn't. They did. I tip my hat to those guys.
All right. Thanks, Coach.